Welcome, guys, to the Urban Crossfire Podcast. Today I'm with my boy Zion, my boy Jakari, and your boy Chingy Main. So, yeah, we back.
Here.
And right now we got a special little segment, which is, what, Zion?
Am I the piece of shit?
Yes.
The POS came from the hashtag. r/fatpussyserver. No, it didn't come from there. It came from me just scrolling on a Reddit, and it just like shows you a bunch of things where like recorded things or like screenshots or gifs of stuff of people being absolute assholes. I have some highlights here, and there's this one where this guy basically, hold on, let me find it. Just break your finger?
Maybe.
Damn. This dude like walked into Target during like the height of COVID, and he just like walked up to these two people and he sneezed on them, and he was like, oh man, this coronavirus. And then the guy's just like, yo, you gotta get out of here right now. He like instantly starts trying to kick him out, and like he laughs after, like he's filming it like a skit or something. I'm like, dude, why would you do that? And that, like, all day, that's exactly what I was saying over and over again. Like, why would you do that? And then there was this girl who went to Texas Tech, and she had COVID herself. She went to a party, like, a huge, huge party. It was like, I have COVID, and so what? So does everybody else here. I'm like, what the fuck? And then there's this dude who, he wears a turban, and he's a police officer. And he gets killed in a traffic stop, and someone says in the comments of them like mourning him, sorry, but this is America, not Sudan. Like, they like it just like, to me, bro, I was just going through this subreddit. I'm like, yo, this shit genuinely makes me want to be like actively be a better person. Mm-hmm. Because just like, why the fuck, like, who would go out of their way to be an asshole? Like, I never thought that was like something that people actually did, but like, yeah, people actually did that.
It's a hobby for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a couple.
Viral.
But you guys want to do, like, the Ask Reddit, like, answer some of those questions?
Yeah.
See the best that we could do. What was okay 10 years ago, but today isn't? Emoji tracksuits. That was the stupidest. Like, bro, I feel like if you wore that shit, you're not a real person now.
What, tracksuits, right? I mean, those shits are popular now, aren't they?
No, but, like the emoji ones with, like, has, like, hella emojis all on the pants.
I never even remember that.
Yeah, like, exactly. That was like a side mission that you had to pay for. Like, that wasn't a thing you did on purpose, bro. That was something you were like, oh, I'm just tired of playing this game. Kind of want to see what else is out there.
So what was normal back 10 years ago that isn't now?
Yeah.
Fuck, I mean, a lot of things are coming back. Oh, shit, I guess those light shoes, the shit, what are those things?
That wasn't even 10 years ago. That was like 5 years ago.
No, that was a while ago.
Like the light up Yeezys? That was like 2014, 15.
I don't think they were even light up Yeezys. They look like, they were like fake Air Forces.
And you dance in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
it was a while ago.
I think that was really for like people who thought it would be cool, like people that go to raves. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was really for.
You gotta think about it, 10 years ago, it was just 2012.
Yeah.
Bro, the roller things. What are the
Heelys?
Heelys.
I don't see nobody wear that shit anymore.
I saw someone like anime Joe Biden wearing them as he was like going up the steps. You remember when he was like falling when he was trying to get on the private jet? I was just like, damn.
I can't imagine Joe Biden wearing that shit.
That would be funny as fuck if he
come
like goes
on,
up
Joe,
to say a speech and he just rolls on that bitch with like Heelys and he's like reading. He just puts it down. He's like, and walks away. Yo, silly bands. 10 years ago.
Silly bands. Oh, shit, bro.
I remember I used to want them shit so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I used to want to wear hella bracelets for some reason.
Like, you just wanted a whole sleeve of silly bands. Yeah. You wanted every single kind. They had different packs that came out, like a superhero pack. Like, so, like, weapons pack.
That's when I felt cool for having Yu-Gi-Oh cards, because I'm like, yo.
What's popular now, though? Like, with the, because I know, like, you know, like, putting into the category of, like, those little bracelet things, like fidget spinners and shit like that. What's popular now that's, like, a little mini accessory that I guess maybe kids are...
Like, for even kids, I don't even know. Like, I feel like all these kids are kind of inducted into...
Like, just media, so they don't really have anything physical.
Like, stream snipe the Zoom call, bitch, is like...
Like, they'll probably... Nah, because I feel like they'll probably still be going on. I was going to say, like, Fortnite or some shit, but...
Yeah, I mean... Still be going on. Adults are playing that.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know, like, amongst kids... Like, even the new TV shows for Disney, I have no idea what the fuck they are, if they're popular or not.
Probably them acting like they have DID.
Yeah, or yeah, people, like, acting if they have...
Like, a serious problem.
Yeah, that's, like, popular as fuck. Like, I saw this lady on that piece of shit subreddit where she was acting like she had a special need to get out of taking a vaccine.
That's wild.
What? She was, like, walking around, like, walking kind of janky and, like, flapping her arms across her chest to act like... That so she wouldn't have to take a vaccine.
Yeah,
because like once I started like, because you know with the Moon Knight episode and stuff like that, you haven't watched like the most recent episode, but it like basically shows like how
hard it is,
like how like he first like his first instance with his like DID. Like I don't know if you want me to like start talking about it because you haven't watched it yet.
No, it's fine.
Well, like basically. He was in, like, you know, the little asylum thing, but then, like, Towerette is, like, talking to him, and he goes into this whole thing of, like, who was first, like, did Steven create Mark, or did Mark create Steven? And then you find out, like, Mark had, like, a little brother, his little brother, they went into, like, a cave together, started raining, the cave, like, started flooding, and his brother drowned, and he was the only one who escaped, so his mother blames him, like, Mark for his brother's death, and... She basically starts, like, you know, hating him, beating him and stuff, saying that it's his fault. And so to deal with, like, to cope with his, like, mother, like, beating him, he created Steven as a, like, so he can act like he like, has, like, a normal life. His mom still loves him, all that type of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, what, like, finding out is, like, the DID patients, they create alters because of traumatic experience.
Yeah, just, and, like, a split.
Yeah, and, like, makes me, like, kind of, like, annoyed at this point, especially because that guy that we were, that 14-year-old kid that we were talking to on the thing, people were, like, saying that he created him and that, like, in a fun way. And, like, there's people who actually create these things to cope with, like, actually serious problems.
Are you talking about the spoon thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's, like, a kid on there.
You remember the kid that we were, like, getting annoyed with? He was saying he had a DID...
Oh, he said alter. He had the DID?
Yeah, he had an alter. Yeah, it's just, like, frustrating, I guess. Not, like, frustrating for me, but, like, even, like, just annoying to think about that. You're trying to make, like, problems that people actually deal with and that's, like, an actual mental issue that people can't fix on their own, and you're just self-diagnosing yourself with it just to
Yeah, you see a lot of people self-diagnosing. And I think Nietzsche talked about that, where, like, when people have emotions they can't explain, they'll really just go to whatever sounds the best. So that's what I think a lot of people do. Like, they get into instances where they feel cornered and they don't know how to express, or, like, they're doing stuff that they don't know how to, like, cope with, so they just say that they have a mental illness.
Because, like, for stuff like that, most of the, like, alters... They more or less don't really even know each other because they want to keep a certain issue. Like since it comes up with a traumatic experience, they want to keep that memory suppressed and they want to create an alter so they can live on without even, like, remembering.
Thinking about it, yeah.
Without thinking about it.
It's not one of those things where you're just like, oh, yeah, I have a voice in my head. It must be this or that.
And you can even get confused on, like, which one... Because... Technically, they're both going to be real because it's still you, but you just you have, like,
different... I feel like that uses a lot of brain power, man.
Yeah.
It's like literally splitting and then, like, vaulting memories because you even have, like, different experiences as well. Like, he will probably have, like, like, especially with like Mark, he has like a whole wife, and then Steve is just like some museum tour guide.
Yeah, and he has a really good relationship with his mom.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
He's totally messed up.
Well, here's another one. It's asking, what's cheap to make but expensive to buy? First option is like hilarious.
iPhones.
A child.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's actually funny.
Yeah.
They, bro, on average, children are $15,000 a year.
It literally costs $7,000 for someone to have a birth in America.
Gosh.
Yeah. The average cost to have a baby, it's $10,000 actually.
Oh, really?
And this cost may vary or increase to $30,000 depending on many factors which relay on before and after pregnancy. The childbirth cost includes numerous OBGYN fees. Yeah, I probably didn't say that right. Regular checkups, tests, and procedures, and parental care associated with pregnancy. You may have where the average price for a kerosene or C-section childbirth is $7,000 to $14,000. If any complication during birth may increase the charges for childbirth. That's crazy, man. Ooh. It makes me see my nut completely differently.
People start like stop beating their meat and then just like start like reflecting like, damn, I just wasted about $50,000 right there. Or I saved $50,000 right there.
Exactly. It's like, let me just put it on your face and you will save money. That is the plan.
That's $50,000 on your face right there.
Oh my god. What, like Awkwafina?
Yo, how much do they pay for like semen? Keep it in cold storage and shit.
Depends on like the demand of your semen. Like if you're like someone that's prestigious and shit, like let's say fucking Tom Cruise walked into a place and he's like, oh yeah, we're selling Tom Cruise semen. Like, bitches will be in there paying $3,000, no, $2,000.
Like, I'm pretty sure you can like sell your.
You can
like, actually, and then like know those people, like women that like don't want a father but just still want to have a baby and they want to get pregnant.
That's crazy.
You just go to that. It's like a hospital type thing. I don't know what you call it, pharmacy.
Yeah.
And they just give them like a random like tube, test tube.
There's this show actually. I'm about to pull it up. See if I can find it, but there's a show where there's a episode where they actually talk about that. This dude who's like kind of annoying in the show goes to the sperm bank and he's like,
yeah, that's what it's called, sperm bank.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, I'm trying to check up on my kids. Like, what the fuck? He's like, I'm trying to be a good dad.
There was like a whole Family Guy episode where like Peter did that and like all of his kids came to his house.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm trying to check up on my kids, and then like they tell him, he's like, hey, like, a lot of people don't want your sperm. And like, he's just like, okay, well, is there anyone out there who has, like, my kid? And,
well, so, like, what do? They, like, show them a picture of who the father is or something? Like,
yeah, the show is called Bust Down. It's actually really funny. I really like it. It's like, Atlanta, but different. It only has one season. There's, like, this episode called Pitching Tent where this dude is basically, like, a motivational speaker. And he, like, makes this dude walk up. He has a gold chain on. And he, like, asks him some questions about money. And the dude, like, doesn't know. So he's, like, takes the chain off. And he throws it. And he's, like, fetch. And everyone just goes crazy. And they're, like, yo. And they start calling him a bum. Like, broken shit. And the guy's, like, sitting down. He's, like, the main character of the show. He's, like, just, like, looking around. Like, yo, what the fuck? What is... It's a really funny show.
I gotta watch that.
And it's, like, one of the girls... One of the ladies in it, she's a lesbian, and she cheats on her girlfriend, and, like, she gets high one day, and, like, she's barbecuing, and the hamburgers start talking to her, and they're just like, yo, why are you doing this to your girl, homie? And she, like, closes the thing. He's like, I can't talk to you no more. He's like, who you talk to? It'll be done in a minute. But, yeah, overall, oh, yeah, in the very first episode, sorry to spoil it for y'all, but, like, the very first episode, dude gets sexually harassed by his boss. Like, his boss, like, walks him into, like, this hallway of this casino, and he just grabs his ass. Like, you know Freddie Gibbs, the rapper?
Yeah.
He's in this show, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. That's how I found out, because there's a scene on TikTok, and Freddie Gibbs is asking, he's like, you got sexually assaulted by a man? He's like, yo, that's not even sexual assault. You ain't even run hands with him? Like, why the fuck are you coming to me? What the hell am I supposed to do? But, okay. How many men are completely blind to when they are being hit on or flirted with?
About, like, 70, 75%. Close to 80%.
80, yeah.
I don't even think women flirt, to be honest with you.
Women
are the type to, like, see you at a party, mm-hmm. not approach you, but hop in your DMs.
Nah, not nowadays. Nowadays, women are actually demons. Like, they'll actually, like, slide up on you.
I feel like it really depends on the temperament. Because, I mean, even men are kind of that way, where, like, they don't want to approach. Like, it takes a lot for them to...
Yeah, because I feel like nowadays, women, like, don't really care, and they're, like mad bold nowadays. So they'll just be like, that guy over there is mad cute. I'm going to go talk to him real quick and just be, like, just, like, start talking to him. Or they'll, like, put themselves in a situation where, like, you'll, like, have to say at least something, and then they'll try and, like, lead on a conversation to talk to you longer.
Yeah, that is interesting. I think that is a good change up. Because I feel like a lot of people grew up thinking that they had to pursue women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. The meta's changed. The meta's changed.
Yeah, man. What was something you thought you'd never do but ended up doing anyway? Eating ass. Because, I mean, like, bro, it's right there. It's, like, right there. Don't be lazy. Eat the plate, man. Janae Akua, great influence over the second decade. Definitely. Chasing someone playing hard to get, I hate myself.
So we just gonna slide past that. Like,
yeah. Right. Fall in love with someone who treats me outright badly. Okay, these are getting a little dark. Divorce. Damn. You know how you go to the doctor and he sticks his finger in your butt? Yeah, I never thought I'd live that long. Shit. Okay. It ain't pleasant, but if you've got any trouble with your waterworks... Get seen to. Prostate cancer is the biggest killer of men.
Really?
Yep. That's how
I don't think that's true.
Chadwick Boseman died. Heart disease and prostate cancer. It's like,
can you give me the exact definition of prostate cancer? I don't really
it's
know.
It's just booty hole itch. No. Not sorry. Not No. Just read it from Google. All right. So, a cancer in man's prostate, a small walnut-sized gland that produces seminal fluid. A man's prostate produces seminal fluid that nourishes and transports sperm.
So, like, it lives in, like, your testicles.
Warning signs. Burning or pain during urination. Difficulty urinating or trouble starting and stopping while urinating. More frequent urges to urinate at night. Loss of bladder control. Decreased flow of a lot or velocity of urine stream, blood in urine, blood in semen, erectile dysfunction.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like cause for concern. Any tips for the masses that struggle with it? If you pretend / act confident, people will give you different energy back that will create real confidence in you. You soon realize most people crave conversation and interaction.
That is very much true.
Yeah.
That's why the meta has changed.
Yeah. That's why we can live online now. What is the most overrated dating advice given to men in order to succeed with women? The idea of game and Riz. Like, a lot of people think it's like a strategy when the actual definition is like for you to just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And like, if she don't fuck with you, then be confident enough to be like, I'm not going to pursue you.
Just
move on, bro. Because you don't want to be a creep, bro. Like, if you really like a girl, bro, like, you really like her, and she don't like you, move on. That's like you trying to fight a wave. Every time you punch it, your hand just go through, and you're like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm not Jujutsu Kaisen. You're just getting your ass whooped by H2O. Love will come when you're not looking. Like, I get not being desperate, but the vast majority of straight women expect men to initiate things. True. This is advice I found exclusively given to women or by women because for them, it may actually be true. Yeah. Because you could be mid as fuck as a girl and still get, like, an actually good guy. You can be extremely mid. Like, you have no personality, not good in bed.
Just regular.
Regular. And just get, like, regular a dude who wants to take care of you, loves you, all that shit. But if you're a dude, you're bad in bed, have a bad personality, might as well just pack it up. You going? You out of here, bro. You're going to be an incel nihilist. Do you guys have any advice that was given to you that kind of, like, ruined dating?
Not really.
Violence. Shit works. No. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But, because for me, majority of, like, the people that got relationship advice were from women. Because I would always, like, I wouldn't always be, like talking to girls, but I would always, like, be, like, with girls. Because, like, I don't know. I was friend-zoned, but I didn't really care. Because, you know, I'm the homie. It's not like I'm trying to get with you, but at least I got you there to talk to.
Yeah, I had to stop doing that shit in middle school. Like, where I would talk to a girl and, talk to her because I wanted to date her and, like, try to befriend her instead of asking her out. Because this one girl, like, asked me if I was gay, and I was like, okay. I'm playing basketball on the wrong fucking court, bro. I need to go somewhere else. This shit might get violent. What can a girl do to you to give you an ick feeling and make you change your whole perception of them? It's frequently asked, apparently.
What was the question again?
What can a girl do to you to make you feel icky and make you, like, change your perspective?
Your perspective on her?
Yeah, I think it would be to try to eat my ass. Inverse. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just her just being dirty. I don't know.
I feel
just like in a hygienic way, I guess. I don't know.
Like, for me, is like probably spending habits. You tell me that you go to, like, the mall 24/7, then I'm just be like, eh.
Yeah, or, like, think that me spending money on you is, like, and showing you my love. Yeah, exactly. That's weird, bro. That's weird.
Yeah, because, like, you'd be talking to them, you'd be chilling, and then once they say that they'd be spending, like mad money at the mall, you're just like.
But for what?
Like, for what, though? Like,
I buy a lot of sex toys, you know? I try to experiment on my stuffed animals.
Like, because, like, I get, you know. You're vibing, you're like 20 or 18, 19, 20, you're still young, so you can ball out like that, but, you know, there's a time where you just gotta
dress like a cartoon character.
You just gotta vibe out. I always gotta learn.
Yeah, I be thinking about wearing the same thing every day. I really do. I've came to just not give a fuck about perception anymore.
Yeah. It literally hit me like about, I would say, like, 3 and a half years ago, I was just like, it's kind of just like too much work to be worrying about what every single person thinks about you.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of would have been good if we had uniforms in school.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then it would have just been shoe game.
I'm good. Which I ain't got, so.
Yeah, man, I would just wore black Vans and just. Facts.
Just Vans every day.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah, I think that's literally all I wore because I can't even think of any other shoe I wore.
We wore those polos.
Just
wear,
like, yeah, polos, and I would just wear, like, hella random, like, Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
Because I would always go to the store.
Because I feel like as soon as I got out of high school, I stopped giving a fuck about, like, fashion. I started caring more about, like, what I liked in fashion instead of, like, what was, like, popular. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, even if it was, like $5, I would still get it because I was like, I can pull this off.
Yeah, because I'll go to a fucking thrift store, get a cardigan, and just be like, I'm flossing. Or, like, get a female's black t-shirt, put that shit on, and I feel, like, jacked as fuck in it.
Just vibing out, bro.
Right. Yeah, man. And I like how it just goes with other stuff, so I just wear it. Like, that's one of the things where I full 100% proof accept androgyny, just, like, clothing. Because labeling it where, like, this is men's clothing, this is women's clothing. I mean, clearly, as an extreme, like, yeah. I feel like a woman can almost wear anything a man wears, and it would be completely okay. But like if you saw a guy wearing a dress and he was completely straight, it would just be like a little weird. Yo, he got the straps and everything.
Okay, how the
like,
fuck is that even comfortable?
The tits are actually like a little filled in.
I mean, technically, because didn't like back in the day, men used to wear dresses first.
Men were men used to wear fucking makeup and fucking wigs and shit.
They were like the first ones to wear heels too,
exactly,
and like corsets, like.
We did it first, so you can't call us us.
I mean, I feel like that's weird. I feel like we live in an age of more like where things have to be more comfortable now.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, look,
yeah.
Nike, Adidas, they're mostly going towards just making the most comfortable, more like the most lightweight.
Yeah, everything's just and more expensive. Shit
like that. And everything is
high key. Like, you don't even like you barely be seeing like jean ads nowadays. Like, you barely be seeing people even wear jeans unless they're like the old school chinos or some shit.
Or yeah, just like Levi 55s or
Levi's just be expensive, bro. I like Levi's, but they're just so expensive, man.
Yeah, you're lucky if you're able to find it like at the thrift store.
That's honestly where I got all my Levi's.
Yeah,
I spent over like $10 on my Levi's.
What if God came down one day and said it's pronounced Jod, then left?
My fault, bro. How long has it been? Like
my fault, OG. I mean, OJ.
OJ. OJ. OJ, no sense.
What are the comments on this one? What if Jod was one of us? Just a knob like one of us. A large chunk of...
Do you believe in Jod?
A large chunk of taking the Lord's name in vain would go away. Facts.
And what if his name was Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Or Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus?
Jesus Christo.
How would you feel about if you accidentally scroll on to the top, you can go back where you were, button on Reddit?
I mean, I don't really know that much how Reddit works, so.
It's like really any other social media where, like, if you press the home button, it basically refreshes it.
Uh-huh.
But what if you could press the home button twice and it takes you back to, like, the last video you liked?
Hey, Reddit, take notes, man.
That'll be...
Shit.
I don't know. Bill Gates said, I will always choose a lazy person to do a difficult job because a lazy person will find an easy way to do it. What's a real-life example of this?
I actually said that.
Richard Nixon. Just started locking people up and introduced crack into the black community.
Nice. Not nice.
It like ruined everything. But I mean, yeah. I was working as a stock boy in a supermarket, and when we had to fill the milk cooler, people would bust open a 12-pack of milk cartons and put them in one by one. On my first day, I just placed a 12-pack in the cooler and cut the plastic off on the side. Oh, yeah. On one side and the box cutter and yanked it out.
Wait, what? I don't understand what he's
saying. So he's basically saying that the people would stock it where they'll take it out one by one. And he just cut the box open to where all of them would just come out and he just pull the box out.
Yeah, like he would just open one side, let them all slide down and he would just...
I didn't see that with, like, you know, sodas and shit when they're in the fridge and they just pull. They would, like, pull it out fast. And
yeah, I saw someone try to do that with beer when it was, like, halfway open and all of it fell out. And then the lady in the side was just like, what did you expect, Thomas? I was like, his name would be Thomas.
I saw it on a TikTok, Samantha.
TikTok, man.
TikTok.
Like it's a TikTok video. Yeah.
I wonder how old people talk about TikTok.
Is that new tickety-talk y'all on?
Shit, my mom be on TikTok like 24/7.
My sister is too. My mom was, and then she like, this is controlling too much of my time. I must delete this.
Joe's mom used to be on it. It's on it all the time too, watching like cooking videos.
Yeah, I do too.
Meal prep videos.
Wow, there'd be so many good ones on there, bro. The videos be making me hungry as shit. Yeah. Makes me appreciate my meals.
That mac and cheese with chorizo, bro.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, it tastes exactly like lasagna, but cheaper and faster. I'm like, bruh.
I'm doing the Dougie in my head.
I was like, damn. And this dude makes some at-home horchata, and I'm like, man, I gotta try that. I gotta try to do
Yo,
that.
Yo, I feel like in you making horchata, like you making it with the rice and all that other stuff, it kind of feels like you're making something illegal. Because then the end product is just like, I'm never gonna let anyone have any of this. You just like put it in the fridge and you like push it all the way to the back. You close the fridge all soft and shit. It's like, okay. Someone walks in, sees the evidence in the sink, and you're just like,
that would be funny if like a fridge had a little pity, special right? compartment
and you're just waiting in the corner of the kitchen, make sure they don't grab it.
Yeah.
Just
like, all
right.
You know, you just save your own life, right?
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna need the rent by the first.
Boy, I just wanted some apple juice.
I'm your mother.
That's wild. No, what were you saying? You said secret compartment.
I mean, imagine they have like a little secure compartment in the fridge where that little lock right there.
Exactly, yeah. That's where I would put like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or like Jumex.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk.
Like, yo, why do you have a padlock in your.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You want to keep your life?
Don't worry about it. Yo, and actually, there's another one on the piece of shit Reddit where this lady. Like, she kills puppies. And, yo, you guys have to hear the way that... I know that's a huge fucking jump from what we were just talking about. But like, the way that this lady surmises this shit, like, makes sense of it to herself is basically her saying, yeah, I used to be a veterinarian, and the things that they would do to those puppies inside... Because I'm just, like, listening to her. I'm like, okay, maybe she's crazy. But she's like, she goes, the things that they would do to the puppies inside that vet... Like, how they would abuse them is nothing compared to me putting a fucking puppy in the freezer. And I'm like,
you put a fucking...
What?
So you're killing that motherfucker slowly.
What? How did you... What?
She's borderline serial killer right there, bro.
I think it's time for me to go home and make sure and nurture my dog or something.
Yeah, bro, like...
Just give him a little hug.
Motherfuckers really do be crazy, man. Dog. Just search dog. See.
Dog. Doggy, doggy. Reminds me of like that one guy that they had made that whole Netflix show about the dude killing all those cats.
Confessions of a Puppy Killer.
The idea that I killed puppies. I worked for a vet, and the things that they were doing and the animals and how they were abusing them was way worse than sticking puppies in a fucking freezer.
Hey,
so you guys can all eat my fucking shit.
Right. What?
So the ones that actually try to help me throughout the, you know, rest of my fucking psychotic fucking life, because everyone else is crazy around me. It's not even me. If I bought a noose.
That
bitch is narcissist.
Is she not in jail or something?
Psychopath.
Is she like actually not in jail?
No, she's not in jail. But listen to this, bro. She said if I bought a noose and I put it around the neck of a baby and it accidentally killed it, it's not my fault. Like,
what's wrong with you?
Said, oops, I didn't actually cause it. Same thing with the dead. It's not even me. If I bought a noose and if I just happen to slip, then I see it that way. That oops, I didn't actually cause it. Same thing with the dead baby. It's not my fault if I just leave it there. It's not my fault if it's just, you know, if it's crying and whatever. It's not my fault. I didn't place it in there. I didn't do anything to that. Nope. If I left it in the woods somewhere and it was crying and whatever, just... It's none of my business. It is not my business. Nobody wanted to help care for it. Nobody. This
bitch is wild.
Bro, like, listen to these comments. If I left it, if I placed it, if I left it in the woods, it's not my fault. Yes, yes, totally. Not your fault. Yeah, totally. I'm giving it back to nature where it belongs, is what she said.
Yo, she need to get some therapy or some shit.
I mean, she needs some fucking Doritos. Like, she need to chill, bro.
She needs her Snickers, bro. She needs herself, bro.
She needs some liquid death. Okay. Actually, onto the sponsor. Yo, but like seriously, that's,
she sounds like a little middle class white lady that could be your neighbor, bro. I'm like,
dude, it's actually wild, like the amount of crazy shit that happens in those kind of neighborhoods. Bro. Like when you're watching those cases, like Mr. Thing or what's his name, the guy you watch on YouTube, Mr. Ballin.
Yeah, Mr. Ballin.
Yeah.
Oh, you started watching him?
Yeah, I mean, like bro. The cases that he talks about is like. Middle class America, majority of these people are just, they look normal.
Bro, I mean, there was this other story where him and this, they were like, him and this wife, they were Jewish. The whole Jewish community loved them. a lot and shit. And then one time, I guess his wife went to a trip or some shit, and they had this adopted baby. And then she came back, and then the driver picked her up and stuff. And then I guess the driver was kind of like fucking weird. He's like, I got voices in my head. He's like, yeah, you like doing threesomes and shit. And then she fucking told him. He got mad and stuff. And then he kind of put the blame where he said that that dude went to their house, and then he found him beating her with a hammer. Turns out he was the one that, like, invited the dude over, killed the dude, and then tried to put, like, the blame on him. And then he killed his wife also because he wanted to escape with this chick. He was like,
the Jewish guy?
Yeah. He was like, it would be so much better if my wife died.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that one?
Oh. There was another one that he talked about where it was like this Asian lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the car with her and her kid, and they just like died inside the car. And it, like, the people were wondering, like, what the fuck happened? But it was because her husband put an inflated ball in there, and then he like pumped something in there and like put a small hole in it. So when they're driving around, they're just inhaling this stuff, and they just die. And he's just like, yeah, I just wanted to go and be with this girl that I really like. He's like, why not get fucking divorced? Why not just break up with her? But he just wanted to claim the insurance and everything.
Damn.
And there was another one where this guy, he went on service for the military, came back, and his girlfriend set him up to get killed so she could get the insurance and sleep with the guy that he was on deployment with. Like, bro, it really makes you not
crazy as people,
like,
bro.
Trust people, bro. And have you ever seen Snowfall? Mm-mm. It's like this TV show. It's like this guy who sells drugs.
Isn't it like, yeah, like they're selling like cocaine or something like that?
Yeah, they like went to go get their friend out of jail, and his uncle just talks too fucking much. He just opened his mouth, and they walked in there, and his uncle. They at this point, they've made, like, hella money, like, millions of dollars. And they have it all sitting inside his uncle's house. And the guy's, like, telling him how much it's going to be to bail him out and everything. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to be $5,000. And Franklin's like, oh, yeah, it's going to take me a minute to get that up. Like, because he doesn't want to just say, yeah, I got $5,000 on me. But the uncle's just like, oh, $5,000 ain't nothing. And then the dude on the side, like, looks at him and he's like, oh. So they go and they try to rob him. And, like, they have this dude that's basically security of the house, and he just John Wicks both of them, like, two shots of the heart, like, both of them. I'm like, what the fuck? But they take the mask off, and Franklin's like, yo, who's paranoid now? You got these motherfuckers coming into my house. It's crazy how things progress, especially in those situations. Like, I would never want to be a fucking drug dealer, bro, yeah. Ever. That shit just... too much.
But yeah, that lady needs some therapy, bro.
For real.
Like, heavy intent, bro. That bitch is borderline. She gonna kill somebody in the future.
Is that not considered animal abuse? Is like PETA not looking into that?
And watch her have a husband. Like, damn.
that's another thing, too, because I'm not saying that men can't get wives when they're fucking absolutely crazy, but it seems as if there's a lot of women that, despite everything... it's just kind of laid off, like, even when they have clear mental issues. Like, there was another case of this woman who murdered her husband and her two twin sons with a samurai sword and then, like, took a smoke break, went and stabbed him a couple more times, and then went out with her girls on a night out. Like, imagine you're chilling with your friend. And, like, they're not acting different or anything, but they just murdered their fucking, like, wife and two kids.
Right.
And then when the cops came, her DNA's everywhere, by the way. Like, this was malicious as fuck. Her DNA is everywhere. She has the whole carton of the cigarettes. His blood is on it. It's on the thing, and she's, like, smoking from the same pack. Like, she's, like, I don't know how do you get to that point? Like, how do you get to that point? What can someone say to you or, like, do to you to get you to where you have no empathy, you are completely self-interested?
He was trying to go out with another girl. That's what it was. He was like, I want to have a divorce. She was like, nah, bitch, I'm going to kill you.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, I have to reread it and probably like talk about it next week, but there was really nothing wrong. And she just did that. I think it was because she didn't want to be a mom anymore. So she wanted to, So it was a thing where she got on Facebook, mm-hmm. found this guy that she really liked in high school, started talking to him. She went and she took a trip to Florida where he was at, had sex with the dude. The guy like realized that she's like kind of crazy, kind of out of it. So he was just like, yo, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Cause you got a husband and shit. Like I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to break up a happy home. So she goes back home and murders her whole family just to be able to go fuck this guy.
So it was another situation of...
She was seeing somebody else.
So they just kill their partner so they don't have to... That's kind of retarded.
Yeah. And I was actually saw, like, on the subreddit, again, there was this lady who pinned her boyfriend down. And it's like, why am I not good enough for you? You're so... Like, why are you liking her picture from 4 weeks ago? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's, like, cursing at him. And then he comes out and he's like, Vanessa, you cheated on me 7 fucking times. You sent nudes while we were in a relationship. And she's like, sending nudes is not cheating. I'm like,
you stupid bitch.
Like, who peed in your fucking cereal? What's wrong with you? Like, never do an online dating. Like, I literally said, I was at, a restaurant with my mom, and we were just talking. I was like, yo, if anything happens between me and the girlfriend that I have now, like, I'm not dating anymore. I'm not looking for love. Like, it's just not happening. Like, I'll focus on myself completely. I will not get involved with someone, because it's hard to read people nowadays. Like, you could literally tell any story you want and get away with it.
Like, it's just yourself. You're going to get yourself killed now, bro, nowadays. Yeah, bro. I'm like, damn.
Like, too many people have access to you. It's, like, it's wild. Like, you know that episode from Atlanta? Like, the second season where Paperboy goes out with that influencer?
Yeah, bro. That shit was...
He almost gets killed. Like, bro. Oh,
that shit is...
Dude, it gave me chills, because you remember when he was in the woods? And, like, that homeless dude was, like, whistling, walking behind him. And then, like, they sat down on the log.
Yeah.
And the homeless dude was like, make a choice. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to kill you right now. And then Paperboy was like, oh, man. And he pulls out the fucking box cutter, puts it to his neck. And he realizes it's all hallucination. But at the very start of the episode, like, made me want to go hug my mom, because he was, like, laying on the couch. And his mom, like, walks in the background. She starts cleaning up and shit. And she's like, oh, this house is nasty. And I was like, yo, they're about to put his mom here? Like, yo, we're about to meet Paperboy's mom? And then it just fades and realizes that she was, like, never there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like...
I thought she just walked out or something.
Yeah. Oh. So she wasn't actually there. It was just, like, him, like, thinking of her being there. So he... And that's really why I like Atlanta, because they'll say stuff with imagery rather than just blatantly telling you. And, like, with the Central Park 5 thing in the episode before this last one, where it's, like, the Central Park 5 is the actual case. And it was about 5 boys who got blamed for the rape of a white woman, and they didn't actually do it. Like,
it was like 5 like black kids on train, yeah, or something like that, right?
Yeah, and I remember that. They went to jail and everything. Yeah.
And then like she finally like fessed up to it like years later.
Yeah,
saying that they never did it.
What happened to her? Did she ever go to jail?
No. I have no idea,
bro. See, that's what pisses me off, bro.
Yeah,
like
yeah. There was actually another case just like that where this lady, like, and if it wasn't for them checking surveillance cameras, they would have never found this out, because this man got sentenced almost 20 years. Because what happened was she went to her car, mm-hmm. punched herself in the face till she bruised, and then said that he did it. And he got locked up, because, I mean, they're not going to believe you if you say, hey, bro, I didn't hit her. It was like, but she has a scar on her face. Like, so he gets locked up, and then they check the surveillance camera trying to involve someone else in another crime and see her doing that. So if this other dude didn't commit a crime, they would have never found this out. And this guy would have went to jail for 20 fucking years for something he completely didn't do. Like, bro, that's like the one place you don't want to be failed at, is at the like court system because you end up going to jail for like decades and you didn't even do it. And when you get out, like if there's no social media coverage, they won't give you anything. They'll just tell you to live your life. Like, bro, you just imprisoned me and put me in like some of the most horrendous and traumatic situations that I can ever conjure in my mind. And I have nothing. Like, the whole idea of, you know, Rico Reckless?
Yeah.
He was on Vlad TV, and he was talking about some of the situations that happened in jail. And he said that they have this thing in jail, which is, like, kind of like a gun, but it's a toothpaste tube with, like, semen or urine or, like, poop in it. Mm-hmm. And they'll, like, just rob you with that. Like, if you don't give them what they want, they'll, like, squirt that shit on you. Because you don't know what these people have in jail. Like, they can have, like, they can have so much shit. So, like, right. They put that on you, like, you could get sick and die. So, like, you end up giving them whatever they're asking for. But it's just crazy, like, that's something that they fucking do. And these two guys were on Joe Rogan, like, this MMA fighter. Dude, his whole story, like, if y'all want to listen to it, he almost got killed a couple times. But he was able to beat up, like, several dudes at a time. But he was talking about how they have basically race wars where people will just argue about like the most silliest shit and they'll start like a whole war. Like imagine you're in there for a parking ticket and like someone gets mad because a dude broke his tablet and he goes and jumps him and they're two different races. So now you got guys arming up, putting on their boots so they can go stomp out whoever is the opposite race. Or like your team lost, so I'm about to go shank somebody.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me. What was it? It was like a pickup game or some shit that this dude fucking shanked this dude like 70 times or some shit?
Oh, yep. Yep. It literally makes you not want to go outside.
Yeah, man.
Like, you have little, like, trust in humanity after, like, seeing all of this abhorrent shit. Because, like, you could do everything right, and just because someone wants to fuck on somebody else and you don't, like, want to let them because you guys have a kid together, they'll just kill you and their child. Like, bitch, you thought, like, how did you think you were going to get away with this? You didn't even do it smart. Like, you left everything everywhere.
You really got to think about who you're going to have kids with, man.
Or you trust in general. It's just like,
because I say to like animals, they really try to pick the best similar species as them to have a kid, I guess, for survival. But I guess nowadays we don't really have to think about that. Yeah, so
it used to be completely really hierarchical.
So,
and I mean, even now it is kind of like there's a lot of women who are like, if you ain't got the bag, I'm not sleeping with you. But then end up falling for a dude who doesn't have anything, but he has good dick game. Or you're the guy who has everything, but no dick game, and you lose your girl to a guy who has dick game, but doesn't have anything. It's contradictory. So yeah, make sure you get your 8 hours of sleep. You know what's funny though, is that I learned that your brain actually washes itself when you're asleep, like during deep REM sleep. Your spinal fluid comes up and it, like, rinses out the folds of your brain.
Shit, I only get, like, 7. My goal is to get maybe 7.5 hours. That's 8 might be a little bit too much. Yeah. Shit, I can sleep off of 4, really. But I heard there's, like, a very small percentage of the population that can actually sleep with 4 hours.
Yeah, I could go to sleep and wake up whenever I want, really. I'm a deep sleeper.
Uh-huh.
But if there's, like, an alarm, I guess I'm just conditioning my body to get up.
Can't do that, bro. I need 3 alarms.
Yeah.
For me, it's just, it's like a whole, like, process. Like, I can like, wake up off of, like, 2 hours of sleep, because then it's just, like, I just took a nap. Mm-hmm. So now I'll go to work. Work the 8 hours, come home, I'll want to take a nap, but I'll stay up and then wait for the time that I actually need to go to sleep. And then probably, again, only get about, like, 3 hours of sleep that day.
Damn.
And then, like setting an alarm, I turn the alarm on, then when it turns on, I turn it off, and it's like I just reflect. I'm just like, am I really doing this to myself? Fuck it, I just gotta go work. I'll just get more sleep tomorrow, and then that's when I'll get like an extra hour, like 3 hours instead of two.
Have you ever had like a time where you like kind of wake up with angst or like anxiety? Like you wake up feeling like you've missed something or like you're about to be late, but you're actually like an hour or two early.
Yeah, or just waking up with like anxiety.
Yeah.
Just like not having the feeling like I have a choice or some shit. Like,
yeah.
I woken up just throwing up, man.
I was programmed that way. Where I would have an alarm set and then I'll wake up like 30 minutes before. But like with a jump, I'll just.
I used to do that, bro. Back in high school, I used to do that. Just right that second, just boom. Like, if I have to wake up at 6, right exactly at 6, I would wake up jumping out.
I mean, yeah, because that's kind of how it was, too. Like, once I got used to the sleep schedule, sometimes I didn't even set an alarm. And I just got up because I knew that I needed to get up. And then, I don't know, I stopped caring once I got to, like, my senior year. And that's when I started missing the bus, like, every single fucking day. And, like, my mom started, like, high-key getting mad at me because, like, I would legit miss the bus. And she would still want me to go to school. So I would just be like, all right, I'm going to just call an Uber then. I low-key probably should have just told her I'm staying home. I don't know. I should have just stayed home high-key.
Yeah.
I feel like she wouldn't have cared.
I don't know why I never really try to have some days where, like, I just feel sick and just not go. Yeah. I never really did that.
Because sometimes, I would still go. Like, I'm already late, and I would still go to school, and I would just skip the classes anyway. So I should have just told my mom I'm staying home.
Bro, I did that so many times. And somehow, I still passed.
Oh, God.
I don't know how.
Me neither.
I really don't know how I did that shit.
Did you ever do the extra period stuff?
Yeah. I didn't graduate with my class. I graduated like a couple months after. I graduated.
But I'm saying
December.
Like an extra hour, like after school.
Nah.
Did that? I did that every single year. Well, except senior year, but yeah. Remember, or like if I failed a class from last semester, I'll take that semester again, but after school.
They started having the thing to where they started doing that during your lunch. So, like, I failed my, I think it was my 10th grade language arts. And I would go into that class during my lunch. And, like, I think it was, like, my whole junior year. And I would just be taking tests just so I could, like, graduate my senior year. And I think I don't even think I passed it. Like, you only get the class twice. And I only had two times. So, I had my junior year and my senior year. In my junior year, I like, wasn't doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think I failed it again. So, then they had me do it again my senior year, first semester. Because when I did it my junior year, they had me do it the second semester. When I did it my senior year, I did it first semester. Just said, fuck it, I'm going to get this shit over with. And then I passed it. And so, then the next semester, I just had, like, free lunch instead of going to that class every day. But I was still going there because the teacher was mad chill.
Yeah,
I just did the first semester language arts. I remember I told you if you can help me with the background audio because I was doing a project.
Mm.
I still have that in my little YouTube channel. I'm gonna show y'all
the one where you were talking about like,
school shooting.
School shooting, yeah, we watched that.
You remember that?
I don't.
No, I'm gonna show you it after this. That shit was. I still got it, bro.
Wait. Try to mock it out for us, right. It's like.
I mean, there's no talking. School. Like, I just remember at the end, I just put, like, only you can stop it. And I'm like, I don't know. It was just.
How would you react if you were in a situation like that?
School shooting?
Yeah.
I have no idea, bro. I don't know.
I think it's singular, too. Like, it definitely depends on where you're at. Like,
if I'm in the lunchroom, I feel like it depends. I would probably, like, if I know the direction of where the guy is at, I'm probably just gonna dip to school. I'm probably just gonna like,
I mean,
because I know where I'm at, so I know my way to get home. So I'm probably just gonna run all the way home.
Yeah,
you or want just, it?
Oh, sorry. Or just like keep running until I feel like I'm at a spot to where I can call an Uber and then just Uber the rest of the way home. And just tell my mom, I gotta call police. There's a school shooting. I'm already home though, so I'm chilling. But I got homies there. I feel like I'll probably hit you guys up first. So I'd be like, hey, I'm about to dip. Like, if y'all can.
Somebody shooting.
Get to the back of the school, bro. I'm over here. No. I'm calling the Uber right now. Y'all should just hop in this bitch.
I mean, I really don't even think that would happen at Duluth because they got like 2-3 fucking cops on that campus with guns. Yeah. But I mean, even then, didn't Columbine have the same thing?
Maybe. I mean, honestly, you probably have a better chance just trying to run. Just trying to run away, even if the guy sees you. Because what I've seen is, like, bro, even if you have a gun and you try to shoot something, like, close proximity, you might miss. Like, I see that guns are kind of hard to really aim and shoot. That's why when, like, they say, why don't you just shoot them at the, in the legs? I'm like, that's kind of fucking hard, bro. Even when you got adrenaline pumping and everything. Like, it's kind of hard even try to maybe shoot somebody that's, like, running that's even close to you. So
scary. It's a scary situation altogether, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Getting caught up in fucking crossfire. I was about to say, my cousin recently just passed away because a friend shot him. Jeez. Like, walked up. Apparently, they were, like, sharing an apartment. And he came out to the common place and, like, he just shot him. Like, we don't know why exactly, but
probably over a girl.
I don't know, but he took his phone and everything.
So he's wrong.
You got caught yet? He's been caught.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think so. I haven't really, cause I don't like hearing about shit like that. That'd be like the second family member I've lost like that. So I really don't. I don't like look after the news with it. Yeah. I just hope that.
It reminds me of this guy at my job. He was out for about like 2 months because his brother was like shot up over in, I forgot where he said he was at, and said he shot him like 7 times in the back, whatever. Like, and it was like over a girl, like, and it wasn't even like, I don't even think he was the one messing with the girl. It was just his homeboy was messing with a girl, and they were just arguing on, like, Facebook or some shit, and they saw him in person at, like, a gas station, and they didn't think he was gonna do nothing, even saw him, like, walk to his car, and they started, like, driving, and then he just started shooting the back of their car, and the bullets went through the back, like, through the trunk, and hit him in the back, and so he was saying, like, now he has to be, like, watched, like, 24/7, that they flew him all the way over here into Georgia so they could watch him, and take care of him basically because he can't even like work.
He's paralyzed.
So, he's not paralyzed, but like he'll have like random seizures.
Yeah, I had my coworker. He says his brother died over a girl.
Bro, I'm gonna let y'all know right now. Pussy's not that good. Don't risk your freedom over some fucking coochie, bro. You're the stupidest motherfucker in the world if you risk your freedom over some coochie. If you ever even like try to get into a debacle with somebody over some pussy, bro, you're dumb. You're dumb. If your girl cheats on you, she was never yours. If she cheats on you, she was never yours. She was just looking for a better op. Like, I'm telling you.
Like, there's literally another girl around the corner. That's most likely like 1,000 times better than
you. Not even that. Like, if you solve your situations in those situations by getting under someone else.
Yeah, and that was another thing I said. Cause like, it shouldn't even be a problem. Like, you shouldn't have a problem with the dude that is like messing with your girl.
Yeah,
you should have that problem with your girl.
Exactly.
Like, why is she over here fucking with this dude? Why is she fucking him? That's supposed to be your girl. That's y'all's relationship.
She didn't respect.
She came to me. She's not respecting you.
She don't respect herself. Cause now, like, bro, as soon as you do something like that, cause I feel like girls cheat a lot differently than guys. That doesn't mean that guys aren't as, like, wrong for doing so. But I feel like girls are intentional behind it. Like, they planned the shit out. Like, it's very rare. Most definitely. To have a girl who just like, oh well, we were just chilling and like, dick, like it does. Majority of the time, it doesn't happen like that. Like, she'll wait for you to go to work. She'll like tell you that she's here when she's actually here, type shit. But like, it makes you feel crazy when you have those kind of thoughts and like you confront her about it, and she's like, nah, that's not what's happening. For a guy, like that can happen all the time, where like she just assumes and then. Her friends will just back it up, and like you'll just be sitting there, like not doing something, and then you end up doing it because you're being accused. But even then, it's just like, why the fuck? I never got how people would say, oh, yeah, I cheated because I wanted to get revenge. Why are you still with them?
Oh, God.
Right?
Like, that doesn't make any sense, bro. That's like me buying a car and being like,
oh, shit, guys, we got to go. Bye.
We'll see you all in the next installment.